Chapter 2. Choosing Healthy, Choosing Happy. The greatest force in the human body is the natural drive of the body to heal itself. But that force is not independent of the belief system. Everything begins with belief. What we believe is the most powerful option of all. Norman Cousins. It is New Year's Eve. You raise your glass of champagne and toast the new year, pledging that this is the year that you will finally get in shape. You plan on actually going to the gym that you have been paying for monthly, eating more vegetables and less fast food, and drinking less caffeine. A month later, you find yourself eating nachos and telling yourself that you will start tomorrow. Your excuse for failing again? Stress. You are too stressed out and you need comfort. Trying to stop old habits that help you manage through the stress you experience can be as challenging as trying to stop a shiver when you are cold. Your habits are automated patterns that have been active for a long time and have therefore become habituated. If these behaviors didn't have a history of helping you feel better, at least in the short term, on a consistent basis, you wouldn't be doing them today. Physiologically, these habits do turn the stress response off, as neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin are released and reward systems in your brain are activated. But it is temporary. The stress response rears its ugly head again soon thereafter, either because of your guilt or negative emotion, because the problem you're stressed about still persists, or because the habit itself is unhealthy. For example, you may have a tendency to overeat foods high in sugar when you feel overwhelmed or stressed. The sugar is not necessarily taking care of whatever you are worried about, but it is causing your serotonin levels to rise and stimulating the dopaminergic reward centers in your brain. The result is that you feel better, thus the term comfort food. But the effect is temporary, and you are still overwhelmed by your problems. In addition, your body is also stressed by the excess sugar, the stimulation of insulin, the inflammatory response, and any negative emotions you may be experiencing, like guilt or shame for having just eaten something bad or for being unable to maintain the promise you made to give up sweets. Feeling worse, you eat more sweets. I can use myself as an example. Before I started using my own...